Audio file lesson 12. Jacob escapes. The message. God is always close, even when we may not feel his presence. The Bible text. Genesis chapter 27, verses 41 to 46. Chapter 28, verses 1 to 5 and verses 10 to 22. The story. Esau was very angry that Jacob received the firstborn blessing. He said in his heart, "I am going to kill Jacob after my father's death." Rebekah warned Jacob, "Your brother is going to kill you. Go away to where my brother Laban lives and stay with him until Esau's anger goes away." Rebekah discussed Jacob's future with Isaac. She was very worried. Isaac called Jacob to his tent and said, "Jacob, it is my wish that you go to the homeland of your mother. Once you are there with Laban, your mother's brother, you must look for a wife. May God protect you and bless all your children." Jacob replied, "Very well, father. I shall leave at once." Before his brother could harm him, Jacob left his homeland. When the sun set, Jacob decided to stop and rest. He took one of the stones, put it at his head, and then he laid down to sleep. In his sleep, he had a dream. He saw a ladder standing on the ground. The top of the ladder reached into heaven. Angels were climbing up and down the ladder, and God himself was standing at the top. God said to him, "I am the Lord God of Abraham and Isaac. I will give to you and your children the land on which you lie. You will have many children, and they will be spread in all directions. Through you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I will protect you wherever you go and bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done all that I said." Jacob woke up the following morning. He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven." He was very grateful and he dedicated the stone that he slept on the night before to be a memorial stone by pouring some oil over it. Jacob called his place Bethel, which means house of God. He then made a vow to God, "If you, Lord, are with me and keep me wherever I go, If you give me enough to eat and clothing to wear, so that I can come back to my father's house in peace, then you shall be my Lord and God. This stone, which I have set as a memorial, shall be God's house, and of all you will give me, I will surely give you the tenth of it. Suggestions for the teacher. Leading. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or white fancy dress for angels and a ladder. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. 1. How does Esau feel about Jacob? Expected answer: he hates him and intends to kill him. 2. How does Jacob react? Expected answer: he leaves his homeland, flees from his brother. 3. What is Jacob's dream about? Expected answer: God makes a promise of blessing unto him. 4. What does this mean? Expected answer: he will never leave him alone. 5. How does Jacob call this place? Expected answer: Bethel, which means house of God. Have the children repeat. 1. God is always with us, even if we are far away from home. 2. We should be thankful for everything we receive from God. Real life application by explaining the following. 1. Sometimes when we are alone, we become afraid. 2. Who is always close to us? Expected answer: our Heavenly Father. 3. How can we perceive this? Expected answer: when we pray to him. 4. Jacob strove for God's blessing. And 5. If we strive for God's blessing first, he will bless us too. And finally, repeat the message. God is always close, even when we may not feel his presence.